One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another thing.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Testing competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, come in the grave with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. I'm joined by my brother, D. Adam Black.
What's up, y'all?
And we also have Mr. Banff here with us.
Yes, in honor of our quarterly show, Evening Bitches. How are y'all?
Yeah. So, yes, welcome back to the Click Nation Podcast. You can find us on our website, theclicknation.com. Be sure to follow the Twitter account, at theclicknation. Like the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheClickNation. Subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And if you ever have any feedback you want to have us read on a future show, send that on over to TheClickNation@gmail.com. And also make sure to leave us nice iTunes and Stitcher reviews so we can move up the charts. Give us 5 stars.
Yes, please do that.
Yes.
So we decided we'd get together, talk about a bunch of random topics tonight. I believe the first one is going to touch upon the Warner Brothers and DC Comics plans for their comic book movie universe.
Yeah, Mr. Banff shared some information with me a while back about how DC is planning on doing their movies. The signature for the Marvel movies is that there's basically a little teaser that will lead into the next epic movie, which is basically like, all right, like, you know, Nick Fury showing up at the end of Iron Man, talking about the Avengers initiative, Thor's hammer at the end of Iron Man 2, that type of thing. Whereas DC wants to do something different. They want to do cliffhangers, a cliffhanger that will maybe leave our heroes in maybe leave a little bit of doubt as far as what's going to happen, and then immediately lead into the next movie. They will be one key component in WB's master plan to dethrone Marvel Studios. WB realizes that Marvel films are famous for their mid and post credit scenes and have no interest in copying from Marvel's playbook, but WB is to end each of their films with a cliffhanger, setting up the next film in their cinematic universe. WB also wants to do short films for their lesser known characters. These short films would be played at the end of each film. That's a pretty interesting way of taking on Marvel's trademark post credit scenes. I'm told by my source that and this is from comic book movie.com, that the marketing campaign for Batman vs. Superman will be starting up this year. Photo releases can be expected in the coming months, and a viral site will be launched with a choose your side angle. That's about it. In the near future, be on the lookout for official casting news. Which brings me to the next choice. What's one thing I haven't talked to y'all about on the show? We now know that Jesse Eisenberg is going to play Lex Luthor. Now, I know that has caused a lot of ire. I actually like the choice, but what is, have you talked about it on the Comic Book Chronicles, Tim?
I'm pretty sure we have. I don't recall what we said, but I'm of the thought of, I'll bash it if it's bad after I see it. I'm not going to
jump to a conclusion.
Conclusions just off of casting. Let me see how he actually does in the role.
What about you, Vamp?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm gladly, thankfully, I'm not one of these, you know, Jack fanboys who just, like, lose their minds. I will admit, when I first, you know, heard the casting and read the cast and read it and everything, I was kind of like, you know, I was kind of like, what the fuck? I'm kind of, because it just was not something I was expecting. But, in thinking about it, I was like, you know what? I mean, I have not seen the movie. I don't know what the material. I don't know what they're calling for in the script. You know, this could be. It could go either way. It could be. Heath Ledger in Dark Knight, or it could be Topher Grace in Spider-Man 3. So you know, we'll definitely. We just this is a definitely a see when it. You know, and judge it when it happens. Kind of thing. You know. Now I will admit. So I will say, just as a bird, you know, he can play arrogant, smartest man in the room kind of guy. He could play that, you know, if anybody's ever seen, you know, like Social Network or, you know, Night Scene, he plays that very well, and I think that's definitely a component that Luthor needs. As far as, you know, as far as how this Luthor's going to be, you know, Luthor is a very menacing character, you know, in the more recent, you know, adaptations. Of the character, so you know, but I would love to see how they. I'm definitely interested to see how they choose to handle him in this particular movie.
Okay. Heard about the cast, and I immediately thought of The Social Network. So I was like, well, he can definitely play that, you know, arrogant, smart asshole. So I think it will work. So I'm kind of excited to see it, we'll see, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, are very divided on Snyder's version of Superman. So it was going to, you know, and let like the choice I think a lot of people wanted was Joaquin Phoenix. But, you know, that didn't pan out. So
but everyone wanted the Bryan Cranston guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about
old.
Yeah, but see, Fall got, I mean, he was on the show that we love.
Yeah.
That automatically makes him Luthor material, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman, Superman, whatever this thing is called, starts tape filming next month, I believe.
Yes.
So, hopefully it will be, you know, very interesting. When I saw the article, it's something that DC is already doing with their animated movies now, having the cliffhangers to lead into a new, into the next movie.
Can these really be called cliffhanger? I mean, the cliffhanger is still kind of
the tease.
For the animated ones, these aren't cliffhangers. These are more...
Continuations.
You know, teasers. You know, this is the anime movies. They actually are following the Marvel style. They put the fucking actual name for it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mid credit, after credit thing.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of tie up the universe together. So yeah, but I honestly think that this movie, Batman, Superman, Batman versus Superman, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I don't fucking care, one of them. I really think this will be a lot, I think a lot of people will like this one more, because they're not that's outside of now he's established the mythology.
Mm-hmm.
He's established this universe. He doesn't have to explain it anymore. You know, so that's Man of Steel. He's setting up this origin story, a lot of origin stories to have the team be, to be, you know, hit or miss sometimes, you know. Now that I think Man of Steel is the miss, I actually happen to like Man of Steel a lot more than, you know, a lot of the damn movies that came out last year, i.e. Iron Man 3 and Thor 2. But, you know, I think that this one would be, since all that is freed up and he's kind of now, and, you know, he can kind of just kind of let it all, you know, just let everything loose and just kind of go from there.
Okay. So here's looking forward to, you know, Superman versus Batman in 2016, which will be awesome. Now, have either of you guys seen any movies since the last time we filmed in the theaters? That is,
I went back and saw Thor 2 last weekend.
Okay,
it's been a while ago. I can't remember the last time the last movie I saw in the theater was Thor 2, so I didn't even go see Hobbit.
Oh, I saw the Lego movie.
Oh, how was that?
It's fine.
Okay.
I mean, everyone's going goo-goo gaga over it, but I mean, it's a nice, fun, you know, family movie. Nothing else was out at the time, so that's the reason it was making goo-goos and money.
Well, there was a movie that came out week or two later that got crushed by it. Yeah, I went to see it despite my initial thoughts. That was RoboCop, the 2014 remake.
And
well, here's the thing. It's a good movie. They missed the point on some of the themes of RoboCop. That's where I think they missed. Don't get me wrong, I think they did nail the whole man trapped in the machine type of theme. I thought they nailed that. The whole corporate overtones and, you know, a lot of that, you know, they kind of missed the point on it, and it became more of a just gigantic ass action movie, which is not bad. And the action was good. It was good having all that shit updated to the 21st century, you know, compared to like having 1988 stop motion Ed 209s walking down the stairs and shit. But and oh yeah, I will not giving you too much of spoilers, but Ed 209 still fucking sucks. But
well, you know,
yeah.
Looks like an AT-AT. I'm assuming that's the thing you're talking about.
Right. They still suck.
Oh well, you know.
But yeah, you know, if you're a fan of the original, you're probably not gonna like it. And the more I see the original, I'm like, damn, I like this movie. I didn't realize I liked it so much.
Yeah, the original's fantastic. I mean, yeah. If you look at it for the satire that it really is, it takes on a whole other meaning, you know, not some old and decrepit and I've lived, you know, and lived a little bit. Actually, you know, a lot of the things that I've seen, a lot of the corporate satire about corporate, you know, the corporate world and, you know, and politics and police corruption and all that stuff, you know, is actually pretty on point. You know, that's pretty kind of, you know, actually kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I still give this a chance. I just wasn't going to go see it in the theater. That's just never was an option for me. But, you know, I'll rent it and look at it, you know, definitely. I'll do that definitely.
Okay. But yeah, you know, I'd give it a C at best for the rating for it. Now I have Thor 2. I haven't watched it yet. And
I like it better the second time. Even more than the first.
Okay.
It's good.
Actually, yeah. Actually, Thor 2 is actually really, it's a fun movie. It's really, really fun. You know, it's very fun. It's not as serious and dark as some of the trailers depicted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun movie. Oh my gosh, it's like a breath of fresh air after seeing Iron Man 3. Trust me on this. Later Iron Man 3, this movie will kind of restore your faith in Marvel Studios. You know, so. But yeah, Thor 2 is very, very fun. Very, very fun. And yes, Loki steals the movie again. So, you know.
Well, that's, you know, kind of what he does.
You know. Tom Hiddleston acts circles around everybody in the damn movie.
So. Yeah, he's true. Yeah, the little bit I have seen, because I did watch a few minutes before I had to go to work yesterday, and yeah, it was pretty good. I you know, the stuff I saw, I did enjoy.
All right. Yes.
But yeah, I'll definitely hopefully be able to finally watch that and give a decent review on it next month. Or yeah, well, considering how we do episodes, yeah, this probably should be next month.
We really need to work on that whole show thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll figure it out. Now we'll skip over to wrestling, and yeah. Now it's WrestleMania season. Now we kind of have to jump back a little bit. So back in during the Royal Rumble, CM Punk, was the first man out, and he wound up lasting a pretty good while. The Rumble match itself was good. Not the best Rumble, but it did showcase some guys like Roman Reigns. He eliminated the most people in one Rumble. Now he has the record. As far as him, I give him an A for his performance. Are you talking about Roman Reigns or the eventual winner?
The eventual winner.
Yes. Now, as far as the winner of the Royal Rumble, but here's what happened. The storyline happened that CM Punk got eliminated by Kane, who was outside of the ring. So he got eliminated, and it came down to Roman Reigns and the eventual winner, Dave Bautista, who came back, which caused a bit of a controversy. Now,
green rust and all.
Earlier in the night, Daniel Bryan lost his match to Bray Wyatt, and the theory was everyone was expecting Daniel Bryan to come out and possibly be, in the Royal Rumble and win it so he can go on to defy the authority and face the champion at WrestleMania. That's why everyone wanted, and they did not get that. Daniel Bryan did not appear in the Rumble. So here comes Dave Bautista. A little out of shape.
Who's this man?
A little winded.
Rusty.
Yeah. But he won the Royal Rumble and proceeded to look at, point at the sign, get all the fireworks to the dismay of pretty much everyone in the crowd.
Wow, everyone booed him.
Yeah.
Bautista.
Yeah, Bautista.
Bautista.
So he won it. Which everyone, it, that kind of to me was the most obvious choice. That was who I figured they would probably give it to. However, here's one thing. Dave Bautista is not Dwayne Johnson. Had that happened to The Rock, I think it would have, people wouldn't have batted an eye, honestly.
The better call would have been to put Daniel Bryan in it.
Oh, yeah. Win. Yeah, that was, either that or CM Punk. Because of the storyline that he was involved with the authority, Triple H, Stephanie, aka the McMahon-Helmsley era 2014.
Right. Like I said, Thor just kept Dave Bautista's ass out of fucking WWE until July to set up for that, so he could promote that damn Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which is why he's here now anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, that would have been good for me. I could, you know, let's be honest, we can give a shit less about Dave Bautista right about now. You know, like I said, he's out of shape, he's sloppy, he didn't deserve to be in the fucking Rumble. You know, I mean
he could be in it.
He could be in it. He don't deserve to win it. You know, let's you know. I mean, you know, but this is typical. I mean, but this is the thing. Is this a work now? Was that a work? Is this why they do this? Because now this is the big thing. You know, Stephanie McMahon's on Raw telling people that, you know, Dan Bryan would never be WWF champion, never WWE champion, never be in WrestleMania, been in WrestleMania and shit like that now. So, was it a work or what?
I think it's some plans got changed. I think that's what happened.
Because of the negative response from the WWE Universe, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you mean they're actually listening to the fans now?
And yes, Tim just said it. The next night, apparently CM Punk, after the Rumble, walked away from the company. The speculation is that he was upset because Dave Bautista basically came in to... He's basically locked in the slot to challenge Randy Orton in the main event of WrestleMania, which is a match that no one really wants to see anyway.
That's true.
So Punk felt that either that opportunity should go to Daniel Bryan, or that opportunity should have at least been offered to him, because he is like the number two babyface in the company, so it kind of would have made sense. And you know, and Punk has aspirations apparently of, you know, main eventing WrestleMania, but you know, not everyone can do that. Do you think he's justified in his actions of just, you know, basically doing the Steve Austin taking his ball run and walking away?
You know what? Unfortunately, in all businesses, you know, I mean, this is the thing. I understand his anger. I understand why he whacked him. Mm-hmm. That's never the right decision to make. I don't think so. You know, unless you are being, honest to God, treated badly, mm-hmm, in your job,
yeah,
you should never walk away from it. You know, I mean, and it's not like let's be honest. I mean, I understand that, you know, he's in for the wrestling. He wants to make a big WrestleMania. Okay, I get that. But you have to also understand how many millions of dollars are you getting paid per year to wrestle in WWE? You know, you're getting paid millions and millions of dollars to, you know, to entertain, you know, which number one, that should be your number one thing, to entertain the fans. You know, if something doesn't work out your way, you know what? Shit like that happens. There's a track record in WWE. There has always been times where shit has happened in that company, and we've all been like, what the fuck? You know, it has happened. We get over it. We go on. And eventually, you know, we finally get what we really want to see, you know. And I really do believe, you know, contrary to what probably a lot of people believe about Triple H, you know, and definitely how they run the company, you know, and them changing, you know, kind of changing the plans to fit Daniel Bryan into this now shows that they actually are listening to the fans and are like, okay, well, we fucked up. Let's twist this and try to fit him in there, you know. So that's my thing. You should never walk out on the company just because you're pissed off. You know, it's that's stupid. That's highly unprofessional.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my idea. That's just my feeling.
I think a lot of people, you have a lot of people that do side with Punk, and the, you know, I think you have a lot of people, you know, the rumors are people in the locker room are kind of divided as well. A lot of them do, you know, think that the, you know, walking out when you're not you know, when you're under contract, you're supposed to do it, and it seems like you're kind of whining about your push or whatever. You know, a lot of people are going to be like, well, I don't understand, but hey, I got to get paid, so here we go. I got to do what I got to do.
He did, and he did give up a nice WrestleMania payday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But supposedly he's got like a whole bunch of money saved.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other rumor is apparently his contract is due in July anyway. So he may have just opted to say, you know what, I'll just sit at home. And, you know, a lot of people, and last night, March 3rd, they filmed Raw in Chicago. And a lot of people were, the big rumor from Dave Meltzer was Punk was supposed to be there, and they outright did address it in a Paul Heyman promo that Punk wasn't there. But, you know, he kind of turned it back on the fans. A lot of people were worried that the fans were going to hijack the show, and ultimately it really didn't matter.
Anyone right. that believe that the Chicago crowd was going to hijack the show was stupid and dumb.
Exactly. When has that ever happened? Come on now, really?
They were talking about during segments they were gonna turn their backs to the ring. And
yeah, and that never works. No one, you got now.
Let me pay good money so I can go
shit on this match.
Yeah,
I mean now it happened. Now it has happened, but it hasn't happened to that degree where people are, you know. And it depends on the type of crowd. Now, you got a lot of people that are passionate about their wrestling, but there are some that probably don't give a fuck about CM Punk and just want to, you know, they got their tickets to Raw and they just want to see it. If they're in the front row, they aren't going to just turn their back. And then you know, if we're like on the second row and then some idiot's looking back at us, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I can't see shit.
Right, I will tell the motherfucker, can you turn the fuck around if I stand at me, bitch? I will tell the man. I don't give a fuck.
You already got issues with people throwing signs in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. So. Right. I don't need people staring at me. That bothers me.
Yeah, and they're not going to let you into the building with like some sign that they feel they don't want you to have. So they're either going to ask you to leave, or they're going to take the sign from you. So it's not like you're going to be able to say what you feel like with your shitty sign anyway. But, you know, I feel bad for Punk, you know. And, you know, what is he right to some degree? Yeah. Because, you know, his scheduled match would have been against Triple H. And apparently he thought that wasn't big enough for him, which I know irks Triple H to no end.
Should have been happy with that Triple H match.
That guy doesn't think I'm big time.
Unless they were booking him to lose,
which could be the issue. Because the last time they faced, it was when Punk was red hot, and all of a sudden Triple H decides to face him, and he beats him. And you know, I always was like, what was the point of that? So you know. He's somewhat justified, but you know, switching subjects real quick, I did want to ask, what did y'all think of the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
I thought it was fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I thought it was fine. I wasn't like blown away, like, oh my god. I'm just like, okay, yeah.
It's a movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty much the same way. I mean, it looks great, but I'm not sure if I want to see a sci-fi movie from Marvel. I don't think that's just not how my list of shit to see. It's not. I'm not. Yeah. Now, Captain America trailer blows me away every time I fucking see it. I'll be about to faint every time. But Guardians of the Galaxy, I probably won't go see that. I just don't think I am.
So you think that would be the one that everyone will skip?
I mean, people are gonna go see it, you know. I mean, because hell, it's got Marvel's name all over it. I just don't
think it's something that I would want to see from them. But hey, who knows? I may see the son of a bitch and I may like it. You know. It's just, but like I said, it wasn't anything that just kind of blew me away. It was like, you know, oh my God, I got to go see this kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, I kind of feel about the same way. I mean, I saw the trailer and, you know, there were parts that I laughed at. I was like, okay, this is, you know, it's pretty funny. But, you know, at the heart of it, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to see more. And then I'm thinking, you know, you just paid Vin Diesel to do the voice for a character that only says three words ever.
Right.
That part, I'm like, because I was like, that's all he says. I am Groot. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, speaking of that, I read this interview, and Kevin, what is that dude? How does that dude pronounce his name? How does he pronounce his fucking name? Is it Steve Page? What is his name?
I think it's Feig, I'm not sure, but go ahead.
That guy, he did this interview where he was just going on and on about how awesome Vin Diesel was in a recording studio, recording this, and how many different layers he brought to Groot with his voice, and I'm like, this motherfucker says, I am Groot, and that is the only fucking thing he says. What the fuck are you talking about? Stop trying to fucking sell me on this goddamn movie. I don't see a fucking tree that talk. I've seen fucking trees that talk. I've seen Two Towers, and I've seen Return of the King. I've seen fucking trees that talk. I've seen it before. Stop it. Fucking stop it.
Well, you know, they always wanted to do that to make it seem like, you know, the character was, you know, bigger than, you know, they try to make it seem like the role is such more than what we would think it would be, so. But, you know.
What's that fucking word? Treed! I am Groot. And it took a gun, and it took a raccoon, also holds a gun. Who gives a fuck?
And he's getting his own comic book.
Groot?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not Groot, I'm thinking of Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon.
Getting my guys mixed up.
Yeah, A-list talent to do voices for these characters.
Oh, Vin Diesel's A-list? Look at that.
Well, early 2000s, he was the man.
Okay.
You know, Riddick.
What?
You know, Riddick. He was Riddick. And
look, dude, the only hit that Vin Diesel has now is Fast and Furious movies. That's it.
I still haven't watched. I have Riddick, and I still haven't watched it. I think Cece and my daughter said they liked it, though. Even though everyone pretty much says it's just a remake of Pitch Black.
And I don't want to see that.
Back to WWE. It looks like, as of right now, that the match will be Triple H versus Daniel Bryan, which, you know, as far as the storyline, you know, aspect, I think it does fit for the character. But I think everyone would prefer for Daniel Bryan to win the WWE Championship. Yes, it's raining from the crowd. Confetti raining down on him. And he walks out as champion.
And we also got to talk about the network launching.
Yes. Last week, WWE Network came out, and me and Banff had talked about it a few times. We were expecting problems, and problems did occur for people trying to sign in and watch it. But I will say, as far as customer service, WWE kept sending out emails. They constantly let people know, hey, we know there's a problem. We're gonna try to fix it. We're hoping to fix it by this day. If not, then we'll let you know. They constantly let people know, which was pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got my email today saying that at least the logging into Xbox 360 thing was fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried it yet.
I will say that I tried it using Roku box because I got two Roku boxes for the TVs downstairs, and I wasn't able to look at anything until Saturday as far as the on-demand stuff. Now, one thing about the network, it has a live stream channel that is constantly running, which you can
Correct.
Which you can watch it at any time. That didn't really give me a problem. I was able to watch live streaming no problem, but when I wanted to look at like an old pay-per-view or something like that, that's where we run into issues. But otherwise, as by Saturday, that problem was addressed and I was able to look at old pay-per-views. I did look at the NXT Arrival special, which was fucking awesome. Yeah,
I just went back and watched that first match.
Oh, the Sami Zayn Cesaro match.
Yeah, since everyone was hyping it up so much.
Did it meet your expectations?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. The Sami Zayn guy gives me Evan Bourne vibes, but
maybe he's not as spot hungry.
He's a little bigger than Bourne, but I mean, I can see him not really. He'll hold a mid title belt
if he gets to the main roster.
Yeah.
I still have to go back and watch the Cesaro, the 2 out of 3 fall match that they had back in December, I think. Everyone kept saying that was awesome.
This is awesome.
Well, yeah. No, that's a snarky crowd right there.
So we're all ready to use the WWE Network to stream WrestleMania and have our streams explode, right? This episode will be out before WrestleMania airs.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, this should be, I'm gonna have to go watch WrestleMania just so I can laugh at Hogan. Oh, God, why?
Hey, he's hosting WrestleMania.
Who gives a fuck? I don't give a shit. I could give a shit less about Hogan. Hogan, sit the fuck down. Please go away, Hogan.
Keep getting them checks.
It's time for Hogan to go away. It's time for Hogan to go away. Time for Ric Flair to go too. I love Rick, but Rick needs to sit the fuck down.
I mean, and this is the second time, I'm going to WrestleMania and I've got to go where there is a host. Okay. Where there is a host and the host is Hulk Hogan.
That's up.
So I guess I'll be watching at home. That's right, I forgot you were going. So yeah, I will be testing the stream out from the comforts of my living room.
Yep.
Well, they said they're addressing it because they tonight, I don't know if they did it, but main event, they were going to air a live stream of main event on the network. They're trying to test it and get the servers ready to stream WrestleMania, which will probably have the most people ever watching it. They said when people signed up last week, it was like 100,000 people were subscribing. That's a lot of folks.
Like I said, they better make sure the servers up and running, because you have a lot of people on those fucking servers trying to watch a 3.5-hour pay-per-view.
Shit is 4 hours, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is 4 hours. So, they better get their shit together. Because the alternative is what? $60? So,
So, yeah, well, once that fails, I'll have my alternate link up to keep watching.
Oh, you talking about the front row?
Yeah.
I mean, where you totally honestly pay for that pay-per-view and everything.
Right.
What?
You pay for the money for it.
What?
But do you think... Hold on 1 second. I was supposed to have that on mute, guys.
Now he's... So yeah, that's WrestleMania season. It's WrestleMania season. The only time I actually start paying attention to wrestling again. But I will say the network is pretty nice. $10 and you get a back catalog of everything.
Yeah,
I was going back watching, what was I watching? SummerSlam 2002, I think it was.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I need to, like I said, I need to either invest in a Roku box or go ahead and get my PS4. One of the two, so I can go ahead and have this damn channel. I need it.
It's I haven't actually tried it on my Roku. I've tried, so far I've just been watching it in the living room on the PS3. But yeah, that's fine.
Yes. I need to go and break down and get one. I need to do something. I need that in my life. I just.
I was about to say, does your phone have...
Oh, that's right. That's right. I could get it on the phone. That would be kind of boring to look at.
Well, I was
going to
say, if you want to save a little money and do the Chromecast.
Do you have to have a laptop for that or something? Or is that works for the phone, too?
Send it from your phone?
Well, the Chromecast actually works for... You can plug it into your TV, too, so...
Yeah,
you know,
you send it from your phone or tablet or whatever to your cast.
Oh yeah, I just read Roku's got a. They're coming out with the stick. In April, it's gonna be a little more than the Chromecast though.
But you get all the apps,
and it has a remote.
Right.
So you would save money. You save a little money compared to the full out Roku.
Yeah, that's. I didn't think about that. That's an idea.
I still have an extra Chromecast that I bought and haven't used yet.
Oh shit.
See this guy got extra Chromecast just laying around the fucking house. Like,
yeah,
cause
I bought one because I saved $5, then I also got one for Christmas, so.
Very cool. Tim has an extra plasma TV just sitting around in the house too.
Nah, if I did, it would be plugged in. It would the Chromecast be plugged into it, and it wouldn't be laying around.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, he already has the LED, the 5K TV up there.
Oh,
right.
You know, thousands of dollars on TVs.
Millions of dollars.
But so far the network, I've been able to watch, I haven't seen the Benoit message that they have, before his like pay-per-views. Cause I watched the Great American Bash from 1998 where he took on Booker T and that,
is there a message? Cause I watched SummerSlam 2002 and I didn't see any message.
Someone had put the message, it was on WrestleZone. It was something like, you know, sometimes, you know, people
do bad things.
Yeah. Like, you know, drive bad cars and, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, they are portraying a character and that type of thing.
If that's the case, the NFL could do the same thing for every game.
Yes, we have a rapist who's out there throwing passes, folks. Allegedly raping.
Alleged raping.
They bet guys that were drunk driving kill people. Out there. Wrestling. WWE has people that have domestic, you know, violence arrest probably.
You had for years
players who've murdered their pregnant girlfriends. What?
Yeah.
Which one did that? I said, which one did that?
What's up, one name? A couple years ago, Caruth. Yeah.
Oh damn.
Yeah, forgot about that. Didn't you? Yeah. Fuck.
Wow.
Come on, Ron Simmons.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Who?
What?
I said, what did Farouk do?
Not Farouk. Caruth.
Caruth. Oh, you talking about...
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about football. Oh, okay.
Yeah, football player hiding in the trunk of the car. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. That guy.
Oh, okay. About to say Farouk did?
I guess they don't replay his games on a network.
That's true. But yeah, wrestling, I mean, any form of entertainment, it's going to have some, you know, some crazy shit in it. So, I mean, at least, you know, You know, and I'm not saying Benoit should just go into the Hall of Fame, but, you know, I'm like, just leave the matches be. You know, if you want to watch them, you can still skip over them. Or if you don't want to watch them, skip over them. You know, let them be in there. And, you know, just don't glorify the guy and this is something I've told y'all before, that I think eventually Vince will put out a documentary on Benoit's life.
I don't think so. I think they just basically ignore him now. That would be like bringing attention back to him.
No, they'll have people, all his detractors say, well, you know, I always knew Benoit just wasn't quite right, or something like that.
Probably.
You know, because Vince loves making money, so, and he knows people would actually go out and buy it, so. That, that's pretty much, you know, the gist of all I had to, you know, as far as stuff to discuss. I knew that stuff we really hadn't, you know, really touched upon, since we, you know, we don't do regular shows as often as we do. So,
I did see I saw two trailers today. So, trailer for the new Batman Arkham Knight game, which looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few minutes ago, I looked at the new trailer for Transformers.
Yes. Tim just fucking enthused about that.
Yes, and it looks like it's going to suck ass, as all the other ones do. Not going to see it.
No views. But
I saw. Supposed to be a soft reboot.
Whatever. Okay. It is not a reboot if the same guy is directing. It looks exactly like the other fucking movies. It's not a reboot. Sorry, ain't a reboot.
Yeah,
ain't a reboot.
Yeah,
they changed the style of the cars a little bit.
What the hell ever? What the fuck ever? It's still a sequel. It's a fucking sequel. It's a sequel to the last movie. It's a sequel. It's a fucking sequel. It's just the Transformers been in fucking hiding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see that shit. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Michael Bay. Fuck them. Fuck them.
So before we end, we could talk about this Facebook page that Larry or Mr. Banff liked today. I see the Mill, Georgia Comic Convention.
Yep.
So we're going to this, right?
I am planning on to go. Yes.
I will be off. I already know I'm off for that weekend, so
you know, go. Your parents told you they're coming down that weekend, right?
Yes, sir. They'll be spoiling my son, so.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Good times.
Definitely
not. I was like, they would plan to go the weekend. I actually plan on going down there, too, so.
Yeah, it's all cool. Got automatic babysitter, so me and the missus can go out and do stuff.
Yay!
Yep. Because, yeah, I'm trying to decide if I want to go Saturday and Sunday, do both days.
I think I probably will only do Saturday, because usually, I mean, I've gone to conventions and, you know, like slightly bigger ones than what's going to happen in Macon. So usually one day you can do everything that you want to do in that one day and you should be all right.
Yeah. Only reason I do Sunday is to see if I get some stuff discounted.
Yeah, you do have that.
True.
Because my brother wants to save a buck.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $20 to save. $20 to get in to save a couple bucks.
I saved $5!
Yeah, they actually, if actually the people on this list actually show up, it should be pretty nice.
Mark Bagley's enough for me.
Him and a couple other people.
Yep.
So, yes. See if I can do some networking.
Of course.
Yes, we like some network.
And Laura Martin. Let me go ahead and like this page, too.
Yes.
It is liked. And now they want me to like the Georgia Gun Owners Incorporated.
Hey, if you like like Middle Georgia Comic Book Convention, you may also like
Georgia Gun Owners.
Because you probably imagine yourself carrying around a laser rifle, right?
So funny.
Just saying.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
Yep. So, I guess that does it for tonight's show.
Yeah.
Yo.
Thanks again. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to, follow at least my Twitter accounts at TimDOGG98 and at TheQuickNation. Adam Black is at @the_Adam_Black. Mr. Banff is at Mr. Banff. He doesn't tweet, though. And I say, who else has been on the show? I guess that's all. Shout outs to the West Coast Click, John, and Linus.
It's that 10-year anniversary, isn't it? I think that's what I saw today.
Whose anniversaries?
On their own book, on Facebook books.
Oh,
I think that's what it was. Yeah, if I remember correctly.
Shout outs to them. John was saying how him and Linus were, I guess, talking about a sports.
I'm sorry. It's next year. My bad. It's next year. Well, happy early 10-year anniversary, John. Hey,
yeah, they were talking about starting a sports podcast, perhaps. Under the Quick Nation umbrella.
Hey, more podcasts for the site.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just make sure to go to theclicknation.com and click on the podcast link to see all previous episodes, and of course find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. I'm Tim DOGG, and for the Click Nation, we are signing off.
See y'all.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Coming to green with them, you're never walking out again. So you're back on the wall.